Now, a word of warning, our next item may not be suitable for younger ears. In a remarkable television interview on BBC's Newsnight last night, Britain's Prince Andrew broke his silence about allegations surrounding his friendship with the convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. During the interview, he denied sexual contact with a young woman who said she was forced by Epstein to have sex with him when she was 17 years old. Prince Andrew also told interviewer Emily Maitlis that the reason that he went to New York to meet Epstein after his release from prison in 2010 was to break off their friendship. He stayed at Epstein's house for several days.
But you were staying at the house of a convicted sex offender.
It was a convenient place to stay. I've gone through this in my mind so many times. At the end of the day, with the benefit of all the hindsight that one could have, it was definitely the wrong thing to do. But at the time, I felt it was the honourable and right thing to do. And I admit fully that my judgment was probably coloured by my tendency to be too honourable, but that's just the way it is.
The Duke of York also rejected claims by one of Epstein's accusers, Virginia Roberts, who said that she was forced to have sex with the prince on three occasions when she was 17. He said he was at a pizza party with his daughter at the time. He was asked if it could have happened at some other place or time.
No. And without putting too fine a point on it, if you're a man, it is a positive act to have sex with somebody. You have to take some sort of positive action. And so therefore, if you try to forget, it's very difficult to try and forget positive action. And I do not remember anything. I've racked my brain and thinking, when the first allegations, when the allegations came out originally, I went, well, that's a bit strange, I don't remember this. And then I've been through it and through it and through it over and over and over again. And no, nothing. Never happened.
It never happened. Britain's Prince Andrew speaking to Emily Maitlis on BBC's Newsnight last night. We're joined now by BBC's royal correspondent, Johnny Diamond. Johnny, a gripping TV interview which will no doubt go down in history. What did we learn from it?
Well, we learnt, I suppose, answers to three big questions that have surrounded the friendship with Jeffrey Epstein and the allegation that came from Virginia Roberts that the prince slept with her. And the first thing is a straightforward denial by Prince Andrew that he slept with Virginia Roberts. He said he was elsewhere on the night, which we now believe is March the 10th, 2001. He took his daughter to a pizza party in southern England and then looked after both his children at home, he says. He said, in a slightly bizarre detail, that her reports that he was sweating profusely whilst he danced with her at a nightclub could not be true, because at that point he did not sweat due to a condition that he'd got when he was serving in the military during the Falklands War. That has now apparently abated. On this second question about him staying with his one-time friend, the businessman and child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, 2 years after Epstein had been convicted of child sex offences, he said he now acknowledged it was the wrong thing to do, with the benefit of hindsight. He said he effectively said he'd done the wrong thing for the right reasons, because he effectively saying he was trying to be loyal to his friend. He flew over there to say our friendship is over. He said he felt he had to go and do that face-to-face rather than on the phone, despite the fact he hadn't actually seen the man or spoken to him for 4 years. Thirdly, he said he had no recollection of the photograph of him with his arm around Virginia Roberts. This is a photograph that has undercut the denials of the palace and Prince Andrew for the last few years. So those three things are what we learnt. We also learned he didn't really regret very much at all.
Yes.
And that was perhaps the most surprising thing.
Yes, also striking, not just for what the prince said in the interview, but for what he didn't say in the hour or so he was on screen. He never once expressed sympathy for Jeffrey Epstein's victims. And as you said there, he never expressed any regret for his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein.
No, and I mean, he, you know, Justin, he was offered by Emily Maitlis, the interviewer, at the end of the interview. She said in that kind of, you know, it was almost like one of those things you get at the job interview, you know, would you like to ask us anything, or have you got anything else to add? And he said, no, I think that's the lot. You've drawn it all out of me. So it clearly didn't cross his mind to say anything. I think he's still actually very loyal to Epstein. You know, again, he was invited. You know, do you have any regrets, guilt or shame about your relationship with Epstein? He was asked, and he just sort of said no. Only the fact that he went to see Epstein in 2010, which he now, with all the benefit of hindsight, he says, now recognises was the wrong thing to do.
Yes, and he says he did that because his judgment may have been coloured by his tendency to be too honourable.
Yeah, too honourable is his explanation for it. And that he felt it would be his own, in his words, chicken to do it over the phone.
Yeah, he subjected himself to this interview, this hour-long television interview in a prime-time slot, presumably in an effort to salvage his reputation, which has been damaged by months of questions about his behaviour. Did it work?
No, it didn't. I mean, I think it had potential because, you know, he got the messages out, the denial of the relationship, sowing doubt about the photograph and saying he knew nothing about it, and sort of apologising or at least acknowledging now that going to see Epstein in 2010 was a mistake. And he got those messages out, but they were completely undercut by the tone of the interview. And there's one astonishing moment where he was talking about Epstein at the end, and he said, you know, I regret that he acted in a manner unbecoming, which is as if he was a sort of officer in a regimental mess who'd passed the port round the wrong way, instead of being a child sex offender. And he's picked up this, Emily Maitlis says, well, in a manner unbecoming, the guy's a child sex offender. So yeah, I know, I was being polite. Like you are to a dead child sex offender. So, you know, this, I mean, just you look at the papers here in the UK, and it is brutal. And I think whoever advised him to do it was entirely misguided, and it has achieved very, very little, apart perhaps from digging him in far deeper.
And that was the BBC's royal correspondent, Johnny Diamond, speaking to me earlier.